Okay, so what is life like as a seventh grader in 2018?
It's good, except for since I'm in seventh grade, I get a lot of homework, and teachers don't really seem to think that there's anything to do outside of school, so they think that you can spend all your time doing homework.
Okay, now a relationship I want to explore is, since I'm a high schooler and you're a middle schooler, what do middle schoolers think of high schoolers? And then I can tell you what high schoolers think of middle schoolers.
Middle schoolers are usually ignore the high schoolers.
Like, they don't even, like, think about them. Like, oh, you're
Not
going to high
unless you
school.
know
That's so
them.
awesome. Huh. That's weird. When I was in eighth grade, all I thought about was, like, oh, I can't wait to get out of this place. You know?
I mean, it would be cool to be in high school, but you sort of don't really talk to the upperclassmen.
I guess that makes sense, but in my school it was unavoidable because seventh and eighth graders were on the same hallway.
We're pretty close to each
Yeah, they're
other,
like
but we don't have the same time we're let out of classes, so we don't always see each other.
So when high schoolers think of middle schoolers, honestly it depends what grade. In sixth grades we were like, oh, they're so young and innocent. And in the seventh and eighth grade, it's like small little naive version of ourselves that didn't know the true like world. Of course, we still think we know everything, but
Yeah.
like so what's it what's what do you think? Well, what is it like to be going to a public school that has less than 100 students enrolled?
It's nice because you know everybody.
You do?
Not personally, but like you know everybody.
You know them by name.
Yes, pretty much. And since there's only a 100 people in my class, well, it's hard to explain, but we have plenty of like teachers, but like it's a close group of teachers.
Yeah. So what do you think? What do you think would be different if you attended a city school instead of a country school in Attica?
It would probably be more teachers for each subject, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
And you probably wouldn't have as many classes with the people you really, really know.
Yeah.
So I like having a country school.
What is your favorite memory of life so far?
Oh, that's a tough one. Probably my birthday parties.
Which birthday party in particular?
My last one, so my
So,
12th.
your 12th birthday? Okay. What was so good about it?
I had all like my best friends there, and you.
Did you get all the hip toys like the Hatchimals and stuff?
I'm a bit too old for Hatchimals.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So what did you get? What were like the cool toys?
I got lipstick.
Lipstick? Aren't you a
Yes.
bit young for that?
No.
Okay.
I can do makeup.
Good job.
It's because my sister taught me how to when I was like 8 so that I don't look like a clown going into middle school.
Okay then. What else did you get?
Let me think. I got bath bombs.
Mm-hmm.
I got a gift card to Bath and Body Works. I love
Yeah.
Bath and Body Works.
Mm-hmm.
And oh yes, my sister got me a painting kind of thing that represented our sisterhood.
Really? Oh, that's the one downstairs of Alice in Wonderland and Mulan.
Yep.
Yeah, that's great. So, what's your favorite Thanksgiving memory?
Has to be playing apples to apples with my family because this is a recurring event, but it is very fun to see people's answers.
It's a tradition, but me and you are the only really like silly answer picking people.
Yes, I think it's most fun that way.
Do you like us bringing other people to our traditions like Zoe?
Yes, because I love meeting new
Yeah.
people.
Zoe was fun.
And she's nice too.
Yeah, she is. Where do you think you're gonna go to high school?
Attica, I want to stay close.
Oh, okay.
And plus, it's really the only option within, like, Batavia and Buffalo, which is a good amount of time away.
Okay. So, in summary, is there anything that you want to tell the world that can be forever stored in the Library of Congress? Any words of wisdom?
Go with it.
Advice? Just go with it?
I mean, if it's bad, it can get worse, but it's probably going to get better. Mm-hmm. And if it's going good, watch out. There might be some bad. But so,
never trust anything. If things are going well, be suspicious.
Yes, but everything will even out eventually.
Indeed. Okay. Anything? If someone in the future was to come back and listen to this, what would you want to tell them about life as a seventh grader? So they don't mix it up.
Not much to tell. Seems pretty normal to me just because it's all I've lived with, so.
Well, like, someone in the future won't know what you're talking about, what a normal day is. So, like,
get up 5:30-ish. I'm an early riser-ish.
Yeah, I'm sure they know that. Like, what's so different between 6th, 7th, and 8th grade? Like, what makes it special?
6th, 7th, and 8th. 6th was very easy because I got warmed up to the middle school after 5th grade, which was really hard.
Yeah.
But 7th grade is a bit harder, but still somewhat easy.
Mm-hmm. And then, are you ready for 8th grade?
Completely.
Great. This has been Leah Ford and Kelsey Hamill's interview on Thanksgiving Day 2018.